This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
I'm Brett Neese, live in Durham and Southern High School, where a mass vaccination clinic will be set up starting next week. Coming up, I'll explain the process that you need to take in order to sign up for one.
It is dry and cold this morning, but rain arrives this afternoon. I'll show you the timeline on FutureCast. And here's a live look at the U.S. Capitol building. Now at 6, a look at the troops surrounding the grounds on a mission to keep the city safe ahead of the inauguration. Welcome to your Friday. A lot to tell you about. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Friday here. And as we head towards the weekend, looking forward to it, but also a change in this mild weather. We've had Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. We take a look at one of our newest cameras. This is our Sheraton camera looking down Fayetteville Street toward the Capitol. It's nice and quiet out there right now. We've seen some patchy fog in a few spots, but that's not going to be a big player for most of us. A lot of frost on the windshields this morning. We're going to talk about that, too. And Rocky Mount earlier, we saw some fog that has dissipated on the camera, but Brian was also showing us some foggy conditions up here around parts of Northampton and Halifax County. Right now, that looks like the spot that would be the foggiest, but I'll tell you, fog is a quickly changing situation, so keep checking with us before you head out the door. I'll let you know if we have fog developing in some other spots. It's cold out there this morning, 29 Southern Pines, 32 Roxborough, 35 in Rocky Mount, 33 in Goldsboro, and even though temperatures don't appear to be below freezing everywhere, there was a lot of thick frost out there on my car this morning. I would give it 3 to 5 minutes to get some of that frost off in a lot of spots. We will see increasing clouds as we head through the day today. Watch that rain approaching. At lunchtime, it's just to our west. By the time we get into the early afternoon, it's affecting most of our area. It sticks with us through the afternoon, through dinner hour, and then after that, gradually begins to pull away from us. Tomorrow, it's going to be windy and chilly. We're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. Our temperature this afternoon does climb up into the mid-50s with that increasing chance of rain on through the afternoon. Brian?
601 Elizabeth, we're following some breaking news in Wilson County. A crash has blocked I-95 southbound in the Lucama area, and right now 95 south is closed between Highway 42 and Highway 301. We have a crew on the way to that crash working to get some more details about it. The takeaway here is that if you're trying to get from Wilson down toward the Kinley area, instead of using 95 this morning, use Highway 301. That will get you there a little bit faster. DOT says they expect it to be closed till at least 8 o'clock this morning. I want to zoom out and show you the road weather index. As Elizabeth mentioned, we are seeing some fog, and right now it's in that orange color north and east of Rocky Mount. Those are the areas where we are seeing the greatest likelihood of some fog, and we are confirming that with some of the DOT cameras. That's a look at the camera out in Tarboro, and you can see some of that fog. Also seeing it up in the Enfield area in Roanoke Rapids, so you do need to take it easy as you head out north and east of Rocky Mount. And Wilson, back to you.
The priority list for the COVID vaccine has expanded in North Carolina, with those 65 and older now eligible. Lowering the age to 65 was a change that was announced just within the last day and impacts a million people across the state. With long lines forming before at vaccination clinics hours before they open, some people are concerned how this change will affect people trying to get their second doses of the vaccine. Dr. Mandy Cohen says the change was made to give vaccine providers more flexibility.
We want to make sure that they aren't held back by the state and that they can run forward in terms of speed, right? So we know that we all share that sense of urgency to get folks vaccinated.
Dr. Cohen says work is being done to make sure people who've received their first doses will get their second shot. She says there's no risk that those doses will not be there. So far in North Carolina, more than 238,000 people have already received their first dose.
And happening today, if you're 65 or older or a healthcare worker, you can get a coronavirus vaccine this morning in Cumberland County. Here's a look at where Crown Complex. It's off of Owens Drive and East Mountain Drive in Fayetteville. And for a live look at the Crown Complex right now, WRL's Casey Cunningham is there, and we are going to check back with her at 6:30. You can see the lines already formed.
Meanwhile, people in other parts of our state are still waiting to find out when they will be able to receive their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine. WRAL's Brett Neese joins us now live from Durham, where there are plans to start vaccinating people 65 and older next week. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Renee, good morning. That's exactly right. The Durham County Health Department will start vaccinating those 65 and older and healthcare workers here at Southern High School in a mass vaccination type clinic starting next Tuesday. Now, the mayor of Durham, Steve Shule, says that Durham has over 50,000 residents over the age of 65, so it will take some time to schedule and distribute the vaccine. Starting at noon today, you can call to make your appointment to get your shot. Scheduling that appointment is a must. Officials expect a high number of calls, so they ask you to be patient. The vaccines will be given out next Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. And, of course, we have that phone number for you right now on WRAL.com. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
And in Wake County, there are also plans to expand vaccinations next week. The county is launching a special phone line as well, where people eligible to receive a vaccine can call and reserve a spot. Then they'll be contacted to set up an appointment. That launches on Tuesday. Vaccines will also be offered by UNC Rex, Duke, Raleigh, and Wake Med by appointment.
Haven't heard information pertaining to vaccine opportunities in your county? We have everything you need to know about the phases of the vaccine rollout and all of the latest information about when you get your vaccine. To find a county-by-county list, head to our website, WRAL.com.
The countdown is on for the inauguration. 5 days to go for that. And in his final days before taking office, President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a plan that says he will rescue the country. The plan aims to boost funding for coronavirus vaccine rollout to support his goal of vaccinating 100 million people within his first 100 days in office. He also proposes $1,400 stimulus checks for Americans, but the proposal comes with a hefty $1.9 trillion price tag.
Our rescue and recovery plan is a path forward with both seriousness of purpose and a clear plan with transparency and accountability, with a call for unity that is equally necessary.
President-elect Biden says this is only the first step. And ahead at 6:30, a look at Biden's plans to focus on his attention with once he officially takes office.
Crews are installing higher, more sturdy fences outside of the U.S. Capitol building. They're replacing the 9-foot sections with even higher fencing, thought to be around 12 feet tall. The fencing is on the west side of the Capitol building, where the presidential inauguration will take place. This is a live look now at the U.S. Capitol building. And on the ground, D.C. looking more like an armed camp with roads closed down and police on every street. Federal law enforcement officials say domestic extremists could strike after seeing the siege on the U.S. Capitol.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. And together with our partners, we evaluate those threats and what kind of resources to deploy against them.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says anyone who plots or attempts violence in the coming week should, quote, count on a visit.
We're 6:07 right now. Still to come, students in Wake County will be learning online for at least another month when the school board hopes to have students back in the classroom.
Amino acids play a critical role in almost all drugs today.
Coming up, some COVID-19 vaccines need something a Raleigh business makes. In our morning original, how this company is now meeting an international demand for their product. WRAL News is back in 60 seconds.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
It is 8 minutes after six. We take a look at Clinton, and it looks beautiful. We're going to see a mix of sunshine and some low cloud cover this morning. Watching out for some patchy fog. So far, we've seen some of that up in our northeastern counties, but it's not widespread this morning. And certainly, as you can see in Clinton, everything looks fine. Temperatures are close to freezing in a lot of places. 29 in Southern Pines right now. Town by town, 28 in Roanoke Rapids. It's 35 in Wilson, 36 in Durham, and 37 in Goldsboro. Walking the dog this morning, certainly it will feel chilly. We will see increasing clouds as we head through the day today. We have a cold front that arrives in the afternoon. We'll start to see that rain probably early afternoon. So if you're walking the dog this evening, it's going to be wet and breezy and chilly. We don't see much of an improvement on Saturday. I'll show you why coming up.
Makaya Thurman here in the Live Center. We're following a big day today, especially at Dodger Stadium, the mass vaccination site opening up this morning. Take a look at this video that we have of aerials. So the mayor is calling this the largest vaccination site in the country. They'll be able to vaccinate 12,000 people a day. And this is critically important. In Los Angeles County, they have about 8,000 people currently hospitalized, and 21% of them are in ICU. Back to you.
Thanks, Makaya. The Orange County tax offices will be closed today due to a potential COVID-19 exposure. The Register of Deeds office will also be closed. The county says no employees have tested positive for the virus, but they will be closed for cleaning. Both offices are expected to reopen on Tuesday.
Durham's Northgate Mall will undergo a transformation this year. Northwood Investors, which purchased Northgate Mall back in 2018, plans to bring retail, office space, and residences to the 55-acre site. The plans call for outdoor patios, green space, and easy interstate access.
Disney fans may not be able to get as much bang for their buck. The California Amusement Park is ending its annual pass program. Disneyland says it's because of the uncertainty of the pandemic. The park in Anaheim is facing limitations around reopening, and it's currently being used as a COVID-19 vaccination site. The annual pass, called Passport, started nearly 40 years ago. People who already have passes will be given refunds. Disney World in Florida is continuing its annual pass.
This is sad news. The widow of the iconic Mr. Rogers has passed away. Joanne Rogers was 92 years old. She and her husband Fred were together for more than 50 years. She's remembered as a brilliant and accomplished musician. Cause of death was not given. Fred Rogers died back in 2003.
Protesters are calling for the resignation of one North Carolina lawmaker. What role, they say, he played in the storming of the Capitol.
And still to come, a challenge for a major manufacturing company in Raleigh. Learn how they make a special ingredient that may be in the next wave of COVID-19 vaccines.
Like WRAL and get major news updates on Facebook.
Makaya Thurman here in the Live Center. Within the last 10 minutes, we've gotten word of a structure fire in Durham. It happened on the 400 block of Everett Place, and we understand it was a single-story home. One person was inside. They made it out okay, along with several dogs, but they have been displaced. Units are there still on scene, getting things under control. Back to you.
North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is facing some criticism in his home district. 30 protesters gathered outside his office in Hendersonville. Carrying signs that read, "Dismantle white supremacy," they accuse him of inciting the riot at the D.C. Capitol. The protesters say if he doesn't resign, they're going to push Congress to have him removed from office. Representative Cawthorn condemned the attack on the U.S. Capitol, calling it a reprehensible act and unacceptable, tweeting earlier that a battle for election integrity belongs on the House floor and now in the streets of our nation's capital. Not.
Now, a WRAL Morning Original. New reporting first at 6.
A major Raleigh employer now plays a big role in the development of new COVID-19 vaccines. They provide a key ingredient for those in vaccines not yet offered in the U.S., but coming soon. Gerald Owens has our morning original.
1 year ago, Ajinomoto's health and nutrition facility in Raleigh expanded its operation just before COVID-19 became an issue. Their main product is used in all sorts of store items, as well as in drugs and vaccines.
The pharmaceutical demand for amino acids has skyrocketed due to COVID.
Amino acids manufactured and packaged as a fine powder help stabilize medications or vaccines and also serve as a preservative. The product is not used in the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines currently offered to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities in the U.S.
The current vaccine uses mRNA, which is very unique. I believe these are the first two vaccines utilizing that different technology.
Mike Lish says two new amino acid-based vaccines will soon be available.
The one in the U.K. that's approved, and maybe quite soon in the U.S.
A few are still in clinical trials, but Lish expects them to arrive by midsummer. His focus is on meeting a worldwide demand.
For the last number of years, we've had to not only concentrate on U.S. need, but also the European and Asian market need.
Gerald Owens, WRAL News.
Mike Lish says the demand has allowed him to add jobs, but due to COVID-19 concerns, many employees work from home.
6:17 the time right now. There's still joy in the lights in Goldsboro. A lovely look right there. As we head towards the weekend, everybody wants to know what's ahead. Elizabeth Gardner's in the right place, WRL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. Rain is on the way to kick off the weekend, unfortunately. But most of the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, look dry for the most part. Saturday, we're going to see windy conditions. We may see a sprinkle or a flurry. It may not be that comfortable to get outside on Saturday. And it stays chilly Sunday, but at least the winds will die down a little bit. We'll see showers here, but we'll see snow over into the mountains. We take a look at what's happening with this system. We have rain on the way out of this system. That starts this afternoon. But look at all the snow that's happening across parts of the Midwest. As a matter of fact, we have our first blizzard warning potentially of the winter that's happening here across between, say, Minneapolis and Omaha. So parts of Iowa, they're going to see winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour and another 2 to 4 inches of snow. Now, I love snow, but blizzards are a whole nother story. That does not look fun at all. This is a look at Iowa State University. This is a live look there, and you can see some of the snow on the ground. And with those winds, that's going to be pretty miserable. We will see winds here, making it feel pretty chilly for us on Saturday. And the wind will start to pick up for us with this front coming through. We begin to see the showers by late lunchtime, early afternoon. We'll see rain crossing the area really with us for the bulk of the afternoon, but begins to pull away from us overnight tonight. And after midnight, we may see skies clear just a little bit. After that, some fog may develop and a second disturbance rolls through that'll bring snow to the mountains of North Carolina on Saturday, Saturday night, and Sunday. We take a look at 5 p.m. Saturday, and you can see partly cloudy skies for us, but it will be on the breezy side tomorrow. Take a look at the snowfall for the mountains. This is a big ski weekend. Always MLK holiday and President's holiday always draw a lot of skiers, and the conditions will be great. They are going to see some snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches in some of the higher elevations where the ski resorts are. As a matter of fact, here's a live look at Sugar Mountain. They're not making snow right now. They've been making snow. I think they have plenty of it, and conditions look good if you're headed up there. But remember, if you're not going up until maybe tonight or even tomorrow, there may be some slick roads that you'll run into. Looking at snow Saturday and some flurries on Sunday and Monday in Banner Elk. That includes Sugar and Beach Mountain. If you're headed up to, say, Snowshoe, it's going to be cold up there. Our highs will be in the low to mid-20s. It looks like they'll see snow on and off for much of the weekend into Monday. Here's what we're expecting here. We're going to see variably cloudy skies for this morning. Rain afternoon up through midnight or so. Our high temperature around 55. It'll be breezy with the front this afternoon. And then windy and chilly on Saturday, gusts up to maybe 25, 30 miles per hour, a high of only 48 degrees, and a quick sprinkle or a flurry. Sunday and Monday look a lot more quiet for us. If you're hoping to get outside, it's still chilly, but we'll see plenty of sunshine for Sunday and for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. Wednesday, we're back to 55, and then more showers in the forecast for Thursday. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:20 right now. We're following breaking news in Wilson County. We have a crash on 95 southbound in the Lucama area, and 95 south is closed right now between Highway 42 and US 301. We have a crew on the way. Hope to be there in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned. We'll hope to have some live pictures and some new information from the scene here before too long. But that's a big stretch of 95 southbound that's closed between those two exits. If you're trying to get from Wilson to Kenley this morning, use 301 as your alternate route. DOT says they expect this to be closed till about 8 o'clock, so we'll let you know when it reopens as well. As we take a look at the road weather index, indeed, we are dealing with some fog in parts of Edgecombe County, also in Northampton and Halifax counties. We'll take a look at the camera out at 95 at Highway 903 in Roanoke Rapids, and you can see some of that fog this morning. So in those areas, you do need to slow down and take it easy. Back to you.
Brian, thank you. Coming up, President-elect Joe Biden unveils a plan that includes billions of dollars in aid in response to the coronavirus pandemic. That's just the beginning, though. Still ahead, we'll look at what he's ready to reveal next.
Plus, we've seen it all week. Vaccine lines stretched out hours before they're even set to start. Well, coming up, we'll check in with WRL's Casey Cunningham at a clinic in Cumberland County where we're seeing cars lining up.
Winning lottery number time. The Carolina pick 3, 432. The pick 4, 3623. And the Carolina cash 5, 7, 13, 17, 29, 37.
Ahead on today, Dr. Anthony Fauci is live with the latest on the slow vaccine rollout.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
And it's 6:24, so it is time for a look at what is trending.
Actor Dustin Diamond, best known for his role as Screech in Saved by the Bell, has stage 4 cancer. He learned of the diagnosis after going to the hospital for not feeling well. He said he had pain all over his body. He's just 44 years old and undergoing chemo now.
Gosh, that's so disheartening. So young. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Wow. Today's Google Doodle, it honors the creator of one of the world's favorite sports, basketball. There it is, 1891, phys ed teacher James Naismith. He had the glasses there with the clipboard there. He needed something to keep his students busy during harsh New England winters. So he invented basketball, made it to the Olympics in 1936. And here's a little known fact. He threw the ball up for the opening tip of the first game, okay? But back in the day, they used to throw it up and have a tip-off after every basket. How slow
after
would
every
that?
Basket.
Every basket, how slow
well,
would that make the game?
It.
I'm glad they fixed that.
It's a little more faster paced.
Now it's good times for everyone. Speaking of fast paced, the Carolina Hurricanes, they are off to a fast start with a big win over Detroit. During the first period, the Canes got on the board. They put up the 1-0 score after one frame, and then they scored two more goals in the third period, and then post the shutout. And here it is. This was their defense. A brick wall. The Canes posted the tweet saying, really nice photo of our defense tonight. A brick wall.
Says it all. A Wake County church is partnering with the Interfaith Food Shuttle for a food distribution event today. They're handing out 240 boxes of food at Redeeming Love Missionary Baptist Church in Raleigh. This drive-through event starts at 10 a.m. and is first come, first served.
Oh, the Mega Millions jackpot. It is still up for grabs. The second highest in history, $750 million. The drawing is tonight. How about this?
Hope is still alive.
Oh, yes. We,
we want to show you the winning Powerball numbers from Wednesday night's drawing. A correction. Yesterday we said the Powerball was 12. It was 14. Here's a look at what the radar may look like at 5 o'clock. Really, really messy. Coming up, I'll roll FutureCast out and show you when it starts and when it ends.
I'm Casey Cunningham. We're live in Fayetteville this morning. And take a look at this. The line continues to grow as people wait to get the vaccine. Plus, a new age group added to the list of people who can get it. You'll hear from them in line, bright and early, coming up next.